Hello, it's on this day. It's Monday, the 18th of May. Hope you've had a lovely weekend. I'm joined by Neil Atkinson and Kevin Walsh to talk about three events that all happened on this day in Liverpool's history. So we've got a match, we've got a player sale, and we've got a happy birthday. Well, there's a couple of happy birthdays, but we're going to focus on one. The match is a bad one. It's a defeat. So sorry about that. But it's an interesting game to talk about. It's the end of Jürgen Klopp's first season. It's Liverpool 1, Sevilla 3. The Europa League final from 2016. I mean, first of all, Kev, in terms of the location, it wasn't an ideal final in any stretch of the imagination. It was a small stadium, so it was a scramble for tickets. There was no hotels. In fact, we were staying in another country. I absolutely lashed down.
Yeah, well, all of this is true. I quite enjoyed the trip to this one because we went on a private plane. My cousin's on a... I didn't go with you because I had to go with someone else anyway. But yeah, we went on a private plane, so it was actually quite sound for us. When I say private, it wasn't just like half a dozen of us. There was about 50 of us on it. But it was absolutely bossy. And Rush was on there. David Fairclough was on there. There was a few others on there, so it was like a mad day out, but I got myself all over excited, as I quite often do. was boozing heavily in the airport before we got on the plane. Then bought a load of miniatures in the airport because we were allowed to drink our own booze on the plane, and then drank the free booze additionally on the plane. So I had about two or three hangovers that day. I was a lot of peaks and troughs for me that day.
Yeah, in terms of the game itself, I remember being fairly confident going into it, Neil. You know, we'd had that great run to the final. It should be said, you know, the Dortmund one is a famous victory now. They looked the best team in the tournament and we'd beaten them. So Sevilla, you know, we'd won this tournament twice in a row, you know, with a bit more kind of streetwise, I guess, than us in Europe. But, you know, I remember being confident and the start of the game and how well Liverpool were playing sort of only seemed to, you know, reinforce that.
This game to me is a real reminder that you're always convinced your fairy tale is the only fairy tale in town. We were talking about this with the Alaves game when we did it on Hot Mic on Saturday, John. Yeah. That, you know, we remember it as this remarkable, exciting game with this romantic conclusion to a great season where Liverpool win three trophies and qualify for the Champions League. But it was a fairy tale for a set of Alaves supporters who will never, probably many of whom in their lifetime at least anyway, see Alaves contest a European final, and they beat AC Milan on the way, and this Liverpool side pounds them into the ground and they keep getting equalisers. So when that goes to time, if you support Alaves, you're going, our names on this, we keep getting. And that's how I felt about the Sevilla final. You know, didn't even knew that they were a good side, but didn't pay them anywhere near sort of enough respect, to be quite honest with you.